This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson, podcasting from gorgeous Mile High, Colorado Springs. The Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at warriormindcoach.com. Use the pull-down menu and look for the blog. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your RSS feed or iTunes, and please share this with your friends, neighbors, and relatives. If this is your first time listening, thank you for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support.
A pus around my lungs. Anyway, the purpose of that is that I was ready and prepared, whether I knew it or not, for those events, and I was able to bounce back quicker than if I wasn't prepared. So prepared and readiness, you know, we can be prepared for something and then we have to be ready for it as well. So I want to talk a little bit about the physical strength, the foundation of preparedness, right? And this is the importance of exercise, nutrition, rest cannot be overstated. When I was in the avalanche on Mount Rainier, I worked out vigorously for months and months and months ahead of time. So when I was on the avalanche, my body was in great shape to manage it and be able to recover from that. When I was in Bend and had double pneumonia, I had enough muscle mass and on me that I was able to use that for energy and healing, but yet didn't lose all of it. So I was able to come back from that. And the same thing happened again here. If I was down at if I started out at, let's say 180, when I was in Bend, I lost 20 pounds, I would have been 160. And that would have been all muscle that would have gone because I didn't have much body fat to use. So my muscle was used. And so because I weighed heavier with my muscle mass, I was able to burn some fat, burn some muscle, and then come back and add it on. So we want to exercise not necessarily to prevent things, but to be prepared for them. And this is what I love about CrossFit. The concept is we never know what life is going to throw at us. So we need to be physically prepared and ready for whatever happens to us. You know, I often use the example with clients that if they lived in their house in the second floor, and their bedrooms were in the second floor, and a fire broke out on the stairway going down, and all they had was access to a rope out their window, would they be able to, one, lower themselves, and would they be able to lower themselves with their family on their back? Because if there's kids, they're not going to be able to do it. They're going to scare. So these are things, and this is not being prepared out of fear. This is just ready for what life throws at us. And this is where exercise, nutrition, and rest, I mean, nutrition adds a big part to it. If we're constantly eating crap and overworking our systems, our dietary, our nutrition, our, you know, all of those, we are setting ourselves up for failure if something traumatic happens to us, such as pneumonia, such as COVID, such as anything. You go back to COVID, a majority of the people who suffered the most were not in good shape, meaning they didn't have a significant amount of muscle mass. They weren't in a reasonable range of body fat. And they weren't active. And so this is where the physical part is absolutely critical in preparedness and readiness. You know, and physical strength enhances endurance, resilience, and well-being. And if we're talking about living a nice, long life where we can be active in it, strength enhances all of that. So we want to start looking at what are we doing to enhance our strength, enhance our muscle mass, enhance our flexibility? Again, this is all just from a physical perspective. And we want to do it because we enjoy it. But on the same hand, the secondary and tertiary are we want to be prepared and we want to be ready for whatever life throws at us. And I can, again, talk to this very specifically in three or four occasions where if I was not in the shape I was in, my recovery would have been three times as long. I would have lost more weight, and I would have been susceptible to more illnesses. So this physical strength, the foundation of it, all of that is critically important for preparedness and readiness. Now the mental strength, you know, growth mindset, resilience, and adaptability. Because of my dedication to my physical strength, my mental strength went along with that. When I didn't feel like working out, I would work out. When I felt like I couldn't do another rep, I did another rep. When I would go hiking, I would put myself in an environment where I had to challenge myself. And with that, because when we have the physical part, okay, great, we have our physical part, but if we don't have that mental strength and the fortress of the mind, when we get knocked down, whether it's through financial disaster, relationship disaster, or health disaster, we can succumb to it. And we may just mope around and go into a deep, deep depression, not knowing what's going on. But when we develop the mental strength, that is the growth mindset, the resilience and adaptability, we can handle mentally whatever comes our way, because we know when we look back in our life and have successfully handled other situations, we know that we're going to be able to handle whatever comes along. So the physical, when you push yourself physically enough, it opens the door to the mental. And when you push yourself physically, you have to use your mental strength to get through the workout, to get through the hike, to get through the run, to get through whatever we're doing, which then builds the foundation of preparedness and readiness. You know, and this also with our fortress of the mind, the mental strength, right? Critical thinking, problem solving, and the importance of continuous learning come into play. If we are just going with the flow and we're going, oh, whatever happens, happens. But we want to get to problem solving and critical thinking, especially if something happens in our life, whether it's relationship, financial, or physical. We want to have that thinking like, okay, this is what happened. Here's where I want to go. We want to not move the emotional part out of it, because we'll get to that in the next slide. But we want to have problem solving. We want to have solution finding. And with that comes continuous learning. So as we're working out, we want to go look at what's the benefits of muscle mass here? What's the benefits of this nutrition? What's the benefits of hydration? We want to learn about how what we are doing physically can help us mentally. And then we come to emotional strength, right? The anchor of stability. You know, emotional intelligence or strength includes self-awareness, regulation, empathy, and social skills. And this is an important part of, again, readiness. If something is happening, you want to be cool and calm in those situations. You want to know, you want to have self-awareness around your emotional strength. You know, again, if something happened to you physically, whether it was COVID or flu or pneumonia, you may lose it emotionally. You may, you know, have this fear and anxiety of what's going to happen next. And emotions can take over and start a cascade effect of thoughts that aren't supportive. So we need to be aware of what we are feeling. We also want to be able to regulate those emotions. And in the case where a family member or a loved one is experiencing some physical or financial issues, we want to be able to express empathy. And all this is part of being prepared and ready. If we don't know how to express empathy and somebody close to us goes through a situation, we can't be there and support them in that. But this is when we start working on the physical, the mental, and then the emotional. We can develop this and be absolutely ready and prepared for it. And also maintaining stability and building positive relationships is essential in emotional strength. And I can tell you that when I was bouncing back from my specific avalanche and pneumonias and that, I had relationships that were strong, that helped me, that pushed me, that when I didn't want to do something as far as rehab was concerned with my knees, I had someone there to push me and keep me going. And that was great emotional strength, where if I couldn't do it, I knew that my partner would help me do it and take care of me. And this is when we have that positive relationships, we know emotionally we can handle anything. And then the spiritual strength, right? The compass of purpose. And spiritual strength is a sense of purpose, values, and connection to something greater. So while I was lying in the hospital, both times, or after the avalanche with the pneumonia and after my major surgery, I knew that at some level there is purpose, there is drive behind what was happening to me. I went and looked at my values. I knew my values, and I leveraged my values into how can these events help me move forward and perhaps motivate and inspire others. And with that, I had this connection to a greater purpose. If I didn't have that spiritual strength, I may have a big pity party and why me, why me? And so this spiritual strength guides individuals through life with fulfillment and peace, regardless of our circumstances, right? When I'm lying in the hospital, or you may be, you know that at a deeper level, you're connected to something bigger than yourself, and you can lean on that and trust that energy and trust that knowledge and trust that consciousness to help you move forward in your path. If we don't have that, we can just give up and go, I have no reason why this is here. And we won't work hard for recovery. We won't work hard for emotional strength. We'll just kind of give up. And then we start to decay. Because after a big event, whether, you know, it's COVID or something else, and we give up, then our body goes away, our mind goes away, our emotions and our spiritual strength go away. But when we can develop all four of these components, we can then be prepared and ready for anything that life throws at us. So just keep in mind that the motto, be prepared, serves as a holistic call to action, urging you to cultivate strength in all dimensions of your being, not just one. But the way I look at it is we do the physical, which opens up to the mental opens up to the emotional, and the emotional opens up to the spiritual. So be prepared, be ready is working on all four of those components. And by developing physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual readiness, you can face life challenges with confidence and poise. Imagine just waking up in the morning, no matter what happens, you can handle it. You know, if you have to change your tire, you're physically able to do it. If somebody gets into an argument with you, you're emotionally ready to handle it. Imagine just waking up that no matter what happens, you'll be okay. And in the journey of personal growth and achievement, being prepared in these four dimensions equips you with the tools to thrive, not just survive. If you like this podcast and want to see the show notes, you can visit warriormindcoach.com. While you're there, you can find other information, such as other blog posts, podcasts, and how to contact me for a breakthrough session. Since you'll be on the internet, please follow me on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest under Warrior Mind Coach. Be ready is working on all four of those components. And by developing physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual readiness, you can face life challenges with confidence and poise. Imagine just waking up in the morning, no matter what happens, you can handle it. You know, if you have to change your tire, you're physically able to do it. If somebody gets into an argument with you, you're emotionally ready to handle it. Imagine just waking up that no matter what happens, you'll be okay. And in the journey of personal growth and achievement, being prepared in these four dimensions equips you with the tools to thrive, not just survive. If you like this podcast and want to see the show notes, you can visit warriormindcoach.com. While you're there, you can find other information, such as other blog posts, podcasts, and how to contact me for a breakthrough session. Since you'll be on the internet, please follow me on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest under Warrior Mind Coach.
Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you like what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS or podcast feed. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.